for me. They drag me under, baby, into your suffering.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. I am Mike. I am joined, of course, by my co-host, the King of Pranks, the Albino Alligator, Popcorn Bitch, Mr. Travis Hulse.
Hello, welcome. Thank you.
Guys, Matt is here as well. Hello,
hey guys.
Matt.
Hello.
And guys, our West Coast correspondent, Mr. Brian Kranz, is here as well. Hello, Brian.
Brian, I'm just happy to talk to people. Thank you.
I hope that you're well. I hope that you're safe. Guys.
Best I know. It's a virus. Very small. Don't know where it is.
Phone number to contact the show. You kick it in the face, Brian, if you see that fucking thing. You kick it in the face is what you do. Guys, phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Guys, after the break, we are going to be talking to the queen of the paranormal, Karosha Ona, is going to be on the program.
Maybe she can shed some light on this whole situation.
You think? It's a good booking, Travis. What I've been saying, Travis, is people already have the fatigue. They're ready to move on. They're tired of talking about
fatigue?
This. Yeah, they're tired of talking about this. Travis,
you think people have coronavirus fatigue?
They totally do, because we have conditioned our society to be in that 48-hour news, and really lately 24-hour news cycle, to move on to the next thing. But we're in a place right now where there's no next thing to move on to.
That's wrong, Travis. Tom Brady is going to sign with the Buccaneers.
I'm going to tell you something that happened today here in Boston, and that is not what everybody's talking about. Like, there's definitely people that are upset about it, but they were on it and they moved past that to what they're hoping is $1,000 for each adult in each household.
I was watching the free agency last night on Twitter and watching my Bears completely implode like they always do, offering $16 million to a washed up 5 years ago tight end and passing on a bunch of really decent quarterback picks. I was focused on it for like 10 minutes at a time. And then I'm like, God, like, what?
Oh, yeah. Impending doom.
There's impending doom is happening. My kids now, schools were closed until they were going to go back to school on April 6th. And just today they're like, no, just kidding. School is closed indefinitely. So figure it out.
Now, Brian, you are in Oakland, right by where that that cruise ship docked, where all the people are quarantined because they all got the. See, now. You call it the coronavirus, right? I see everybody calling it the Chinese flu now, and those people are crazy. Why are they doing that?
Those people are assholes.
It's a silly thing to do.
They should call it the cruise ship virus, because every dickhead that's brought it back to their communities came from a cruise ship. Like, even we have one confirmed case in my county, and the dickhead got off a cruise and went right back to work.
Now, Brian, Matt has a cruise scheduled for next month. Let's talk about that.
Yes. Do you have anyone in your life that's like older or immune? Like, do you have parents or uncles? Or
yeah, I actually was going to go on this cruise with my wife and kids.
Oh, good, good. Yeah, bring them all.
They're all going to stay home, and instead, I'm bringing my grandparents and my wife's grandparents.
Are they transferable? You can bring all the immuno.
Yeah.
Immuno.
Yeah, I bought the tickets. I have the space. Now taking.
Why am I having problems with this word? Immunocompromise? Is that right? Did I do it, guys?
Yes.
Pat on the back. Good job.
It's a really good idea, Matt, because when people have come towards the end of their life and they're like, you know, I'm ready. Everybody can say their goodbyes and be like, all right, well, you know, we've had really good memories together.
And then you're
essentially taking them to the volcano to throw them in. And I feel like this is a good idea.
Yeah, exactly. If you're looking to get rid of a grandparent so that you can collect their inheritance, just send them on a cruise right now. Right, Mike?
Well, that's assuming that grandparent hasn't been scammed by David from Jamaica.
Yeah, yeah. David's already got it.
Sorry, Mike.
The show's canceled.
Everything else is. Might as well cancel this fucking show.
Yeah, everything else is.
So, Matt, what's your strategy here? Because, I mean, you're not going on the cruise, right? You're not going to go.
Yeah, at this point, I can't imagine that it's going to go forward.
You can't cancel it, though. You have to wait for them to cancel it so they can give you a bunch of shit.
Oh, you're so in a game of chicken.
Cruises have been canceled through mid-April, but I assume that we're just going to get to a point where they get canceled throughout the rest of the season.
The kids are on spring break next week, and we were supposed to go to a water park hotel down in the Wisconsin Dells, and we were going to cancel it because we're like, well, that's probably not a great idea now. But, you know, they shut right down. So we waited for them to shut down so they could just completely refund our money and give us, you know, what we need. Because if we cancel, they're going to keep the fucking money.
Right. Or again, if Corona disappears in the next 2 weeks, which.
Oh, definitely.
I think there's a pretty good chance of that happening. Then we'll be able to maybe, you know, juice the system out of some free free drink passes or something. I don't know.
Free drink passes for when you eventually go on the cruise, what, like a month later?
Yeah.
You're going to be
Wi-Fi.
Like on the maiden voyage back?
Yeah, you get that Wi-Fi password.
I need that free Wi-Fi password.
They don't just give you free Wi-Fi? You can get free Wi-Fi
they
at
do
McDonald's.
Not. Boy, they make you pay for it.
Why?
Well, they don't want you to be connected.
Why? Oh,
well,
so you can call
case,
for help?
Mike, yeah, just in case if the boat capsizes, I won't be able to snap out my last moment.
Right. If all the toilets and stuff start to like regurgitate into the cruise ship, they don't want you putting that on TikTok.
They want to control the narrative. Is that what you're saying, Matt?
Yes.
Speaking of controlling the narrative, guys, I hate to talk about the coronavirus.
It's all we can talk about. There's
what
nothing
else are you
going to
talk about?
Travis, did you see what the governor of New York is doing? He's making
going to the gym. Oh no, it's the mayor, right? De Blasio was going to the
gym.
No,
Cuomo. So he was complaining that Purell is charging too much for their Purell, and so. He's getting the slave labor from all his prisons, and he's going to make New York State clean. Guys, hand sanitizer is just rubbing alcohol and aloe vera. It's all it
is. Wasn't there somebody in the news just recently that got busted for selling homemade Purell at their convenience
stores? Travis, I immediately thought of you. This guy, the guy in Tennessee, he goes around, he gathers up 18,000 bottles of hand sanitizer. And he starts selling them on eBay and Amazon for high prices. You know, I mean, he saw this and said, you know what, fuck it, I'll make a buck. And I thought of you, but like an evil you.
Yeah, I would never see my, like, listen, I'm out there looking for Michael Jordan jerseys and Goodwill. I'm out there looking for Twinkies that are discontinued. I'm not looking for things that are potentially life-saving to millions of people.
Well, I mean, you did stock up on all of that insulin.
And Twinkies. Insulin and Twinkies, the big two, Matt.
Insulin, Twinkies, and flavored vapes, I guess I have a stockpile of.
I pulled the clips of Cuomo introducing New York State Clean.
We are introducing New York State Clean hand sanitizer.
Can the person laugh?
Made conveniently by
prisoners that make 55 cents an hour.
Yeah, that seems a little dirty.
Isn't this the same, Brian, right? Didn't they use prisoners to fight the California wildfires there for a bit?
They were actually just dumping the
they're going to continue
on the
to
fire.
Do that.
Well, I mean, Travis, the body is 80% water.
So you're saying if these prisoners explode all over the fire,
World
then
Organization,
we're good to
CDC,
go?
All those people suggest 60% alcohol content. Purell, competitor to New York State Clean.
Oh,
70% alcohol. This is 75%.
So, like, if the health organization says that they recommend 60%, isn't the best 60%?
So, I would be okay with this if it was like, you know how, you know, you hear the stories about parents who are like, all right, I'm going to start charging my kids rent and they have to work and they have to pay rent. And then they take all that money and they set it aside. And then like when they graduate or whatever, it's like, hey, you got this new car, or like I paid for whatever these expenses when you go to college. you know, you hear those types of stories. I'd be okay if that was kind of like this, where
all these
prisoners put in all this hard work and they sold the hand sanitizer. And it's like, hey, you're all going to get like education. We're going to make sure that you get your diplomas, and we're going to help place you in jobs and, you know, get housing once you get out of prison. But I can't imagine that's where we're
headed. I was going to say, that sounds really good, because I got charged rent at home and I saw none of that when I left the house.
Yeah, me neither. I got charged. They took all of my weekly paychecks and just applied it to our actual monthly expenses. I was actually just helping provide for the family.
They just do a thing and get 55 cents an hour, and then this guy takes the thing and sells it for money. That's what's going on, Matt.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, I think if it's made by your state slave labor, that you should just be given that for free.
Yeah,
at least
exactly.
At least that's, there you go. Like, hey, we'll make sure everyone's doing this, and or, you know, maybe like, hey, we'll double their pay, and everyone's like, oh my god, and like, yeah, it's now 32 cents an hour instead of 16 cents. So yeah,
right, and that's right too. Like, I would be fine with that, almost, if they were giving this stuff away rather than they're going to charge it and just apply whatever profit to nothing that any of the state of New York will ever see.
They have general prices that Purell can't compete with, Matt.
Be funny if it put Purell out of business, though.
Then all we had was
right
hand sanitizer made by prisoners.
New York clean.
No,
Brian, what's going on? Do you have inside information that you can give us? Brian, is it all a hoax?
Yeah. See, that's the big thing. Like, there's currently a generation of parents that are raising their kids to believe that none of this is happening, which is weird.
And scary.
it's very scary. However, when it's the people that are sounding the alarm are the public health departments, like the head of the public health department, they don't go crazy, because the more they do this, the less we'd pay attention to them. And, you know, outside, like, you know, a big disaster like Flint, like that was like localized, but that's like still going. And yeah, Now this is something they didn't control. We were told things in the very beginning that were absolutely not true. And right now what's happening is that there aren't enough tests going around. And even President Trump announced that there was this thing that Google was going to do, and it was going to be up real soon. And they had 1,700 designers working on it, and they were going to make it so you could plug in your symptoms and see if you needed to get checked, and they would connect you with someone. There aren't 1,700 people working on that. It's not ready to go, and it's only going to be for the Bay Area. So people were given all of these reassurances like early on. That's why the last like 4 days were so shocking. And I just happened to be in the newsroom like while they were happening. Like, you know, President Trump was making those comments, and then they canceled the NBA, and then the Tom Hanks dunk came in. And we were all like, holy crap, what is going on?
That was it. That was the day. That was the day where it was like, you know, this is probably a big deal. And then Tom Hanks is like, oh, I have coronavirus, guys. And people are like, oh, fuck, this is not good. And then the NBA is like, yeah, we're going to stop playing basketball.
Wait, no, not the NBA.
Everything else followed suit.
Didn't they get the memo that this is a hoax?
Just from last Monday to Friday, right? Like, yeah, when we talked about this last week, it was like, oh, you know, this is kind of a big deal. You know, there's something going around. And by Friday, it was an entirely different world. And then from Friday to today, it's like, what the fuck is happening right now? Right? Like, we're living through like this weird, historic, momentous occasion in history where like the entire country is closed.
Yeah.
Everything in my state last night. The governor of Wisconsin announced that he was limiting the amount of people who could be in a bar or a restaurant to 50 people or 50% of their normal capacity. And that went into effect at midnight last night. This morning, Quick Trip, which is a huge part of Wisconsin, and all Wisconsinites depend on Quick Trip as the convenience store, they couldn't anymore sell coffee or self-serve anything. So that's done. And then by this afternoon at 2:00, Governor Evers said, remember last night when I said 50 people or 50% of your capacity? Well, that's done. We're closing all bars and restaurants. And And if you're not familiar with Wisconsin, that might not sound like a big deal because they're doing it other places. But Wisconsin is a drinking state. This state doesn't stop drinking.
You have
ever.
A stockpile at home, though, right, Travis?
Well, of course I do. But most people probably do. But like this literally is, I tweeted this earlier, like closing the bars in the state of Wisconsin is hell freezing over. This is uncharted territory.
Travis, I went yesterday and had to endure the lines of people waiting to gleefully take their own photographs of the empty toilet paper shelves and empty bread shelves. Standing in line, waiting their turn, so that they can all take their own photograph of no toilet paper. And you know, the toilet paper thing, I think that it just became like a fun thing that everyone did, where everyone took the picture of the toilet paper. And okay, so there was probably like five people who were really freaked out thinking, well, I better stock up on toilet paper. And then a couple people saw, oh shit, the toilet paper shelves are empty. People are panicking about toilet paper and took pictures of the empty toilet paper shelves.
This was mass paranoia. That's exactly what happened. Like,
and then
one
more people took the empty
all the toilet paper.
Pictures of the toilet paper and posted it. Yeah. And then people saw these pictures and said, fuck, I got to get some toilet paper. Well, what you got to do, Travis, to sell your product is to make people think there's a scarcity of it, right? That's the way to do it, is to trick people into thinking they can't get it.
So like to go to the Simply Potatoes aisle, buy all of the Simply Potatoes and take a picture being like, holy fuck, all the Simply Potatoes are gone?
Yeah, yeah. You take all the Simply Potatoes, you hide them, and you take a picture of an empty shelf of Simply Potatoes, and you say, guys, we're running out of fucking Simply Potatoes. Are those little bitty potatoes, Travis?
The pre-cooked kind of. They like in that
those.
Bag.
Those are good. Bag. And they come with a little seasoning packet.
You can get like potatoes O'Brien. You can get like wedgies.
Fuck, I hope we don't run out of those, Travis. Those are good.
No, they're pretty good.
Yeah, so you trick people into thinking. And I mean, like everybody keeps saying, guys, we're not running out of toilet paper. They're still making toilet paper. There's plenty. And everybody's like, no, I saw pictures. People are buying up all the toilet paper and I don't have any. Brian, I saw several of your empty toilet paper shelf pictures. I guess you're a journalist. You get a break.
No, I just did. I had to do the one obligatory one, but it's also like everybody's going to Costco because you buy everything in bulk. You can go, like, I was up at Safeway and they didn't have any. And, you know, my wife was up, you know, she went to Home Depot. They're like, oh, we're out of toilet paper. She was kind of a little nervous and she was just like, I'm like, and I just went down to my corner store, you know, to pick up some beer. And they had plenty. They had tons. There might be out of produce at like one big market, but like smaller local markets, they might have it, you know. So it's like my corner stores they're taking care of us. And you can't have that too many people in there at one time and just use plenty of hand sanitizer. And there's still stuff available. So, I mean, I don't know how long that's going to last. But for right now, I'm not freaking out.
Everybody's got a drawer full of old ass T-shirts that they could use. Come right down to
it. Oh, God, Travis, I used to own a T-shirt company. I have plenty. I could probably cut those into strips and maybe make my money.
I thought about you today, actually, because I eBayed social distancing just to see what kind of dipshits were profiting off of this. And the only people profiting off of this are T-shirt guys making custom T-shirts that say, like, this is my social distancing T-shirt, or please stay 6 feet away. And I was thinking, man,
good,
Mike really fucked up by getting out of the T-shirt business when he did, because he could be floating on cash right now.
Travis, I got an idea for you. See, I got a whole garage full of blank T-shirts that I'm not doing anything with. I could cut them into strips, right? We could wipe our asses with the T-shirt and then probably just like put them in the dishwasher and wash them off, right?
Oh, yeah, it's like the reusable diapers, right? Like when hippies decide they're not going to buy disposables and they're like, oh, I'm just going to use these cloth diapers.
Yeah, I mean, like, obviously we're not going to flush these. It's T-shirt material. That's
no,
not
right. You think you do even with the diapers is like, well, you take the contents of the diapers, you dump the contents into the toilet, and then you just throw those diapers into your washing machine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, I mean, like, we could probably rinse them off before we put them in there, but, you know, to sterilize them and make sure they're okay.
Right.
And maybe, maybe we could get some like, sterilizing chemicals made by prisoners that would be extra cheap.
Well, let's call Joe Exotic and see if he can hook us up with something, because he's in prison, and we maybe could do something with this. We could work with our Tiger King, and let's profit off of your T-shirts, because we'll cut those into strips. We'll put them into bags. We'll call it WFODTP, and we'll get Joe Exotic to send us little packets of cleaner that we'll throw in the bag with the T-shirt strips, and we'll make a mint.
Travis, so, like, if they say, okay, in your bottle, it should be 60% alcohol, 40% aloe vera and whatever else. And he says, oh, well, ours is 75% alcohol. That doesn't make it better, right?
I don't know what makes what better. I know that I work at a pharmacy, and we're having a hard time securing hand sanitizer. So they bought all of the ingredients to make their own hand sanitizer.
Yeah, it's not hard. It's two ingredients. And you can put a little essential oil in it. No,
they're talking about that 75% or whatever is what they're going to make it at. So
we need to figure out how to make lotion, because once this virus has passed in, you know, a month, 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, however long this is going to take,
dry ass
people's hands are going to be fucked up from all this alcohol and washing and scrubbing of hands. And they're going to need to rehydrate. So
that
lotion is the way to go.
That hustling Hulse, he's always thinking, isn't he, Brian?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's right. My wife is already talking about that. She's like, what's the medical condition for just having dry palms from washing so much?
Needs lotion.
Just make that money, dude.
Yeah.
Make that money, hustling Hulse.
I'm still waiting for my popcorn, babe.
Oh, yeah. When are those candles going out, Matt?
Forgot all about them.
I know. Yeah. We're just sitting around the house stanking them up all day.
Real money for those,
Matt.
They did. They
need our houses
money,
to smell good.
I actually need an address list for who bought what.
Oh, you have addresses. Don't you fucking
wait, no, deflect. Mike, when did you
have
the addresses?
You have all the addresses, Matt. I forwarded you all the emails with all the addresses. You
forwarded me an email?
Don't play dumb, Matt.
No, actually,
don't put it on old Mike. You got all the addresses.
I'm not trying to put it on you.
You got all the addresses, Matt. You got all of them.
Did you really send it to me?
Oh, yeah, you got them.
Where did you send it to?
Your email address.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, matt@wfodix.com. Guys, if you have any complaints about the slow service for your popcorn bitch candles, it's matt@wfodix.com, which is where I send all the addresses to.
Or at LotusCast on Twitter.
I've got to sift through, my credit card companies that are sending me emails about what they're going to do for the coronavirus.
Yeah. I got like 12 notifications from every food app I have that says, we're here for you. Thanks.
Yeah.
A White Castle sent me an email, Matt, that told me that they're going to start wiping off their tables. So, I mean, this is big.
Hey, listen, we need to know what Yankee Candle is doing to combat the coronavirus.
Check it out.
Yeah.
Check
it out. They actually closed down all their stores.
This is a perfect opportunity, Matt, for you to sneak in. You start selling T-shirt, toilet paper, and chuck wagon candles. Guys, let's take a break. We're going to talk to the queen of the paranormal. We're going to see if she has toilet paper. We'll be back.
Simple and free, a feeling fun. Just you and me and the happy sun.
Here is Mike with a quick update on the WFOD Hollywood Fantasy League.
So I don't have to tell you, but shit is getting weird. Movies were canceled, almost all of them. At the mere suggestion that we needed to figure something out regarding the 6 films that were pushed back, Jody got whiny and quit. He sent me angry face selfies. It was a whole thing. Not sure what the plan is. I do know Onward was a pretty big bomb. The second weekend, you can make an argument has an asterisk on it, but, I mean, geez, this season is really a dud. What do you think we should do?
Do we just tell Jody he's the winner? Seems like we'd just be giving a baby the iPad so they shut up. But are you happy with that outcome? Let me know what you think we should do. I don't know. Also, guys, worth mentioning, Bloodshot, which opened this weekend, this of all weekends, when they're telling us to stay home, it only made $3 million less than Birds of Prey did its opening weekend in February. We'll keep you updated as we know more.
Live.
Internet radio.
Online and on your mobile device.
Strangelabel.com.
Tired of confusing jargon on your toilet paper offering mega rolls and jumbo rolls? What's the biggest available, you may ask? Well, we have an answer for you. Dixco presents the Monster Roll. This two-ply, dual-quilted, soft and sturdy shit paper is a quality you'll want to keep using for years to come. And good news! Our two-day delivery service will bring it to your door and carry it straight to where you want to make your dukes. Why? Dixco Monster Rolls are the size of a washer-dryer. Targets won't sell them. Amazon doesn't want them in inventory. But you will be satisfied knowing you have the absolute biggest roll on the market.
Oh, honey, we're out of toilet paper.
Haha, you should have got the Dixco Monster Roll. Act now before you run out again.
Did you hear those footsteps? Did you hear that? You heard that?
What was that?
I don't know what that was, but I did hear somebody. Mr. Cromwell, is that you? Are you here, Mr. Cromwell?
Something's after me. Oh my God!
What's the matter? Hey, get back over here.
No, I'm getting out of here. Go, no.
Get over here.
Go away. No.
Get back here. Get back here. Get back here. Get back here.
Well, I am out here by myself. My crew and the new photographer, videographer, got scared and ran off, and I don't have infrared on this camera, so I have to find my way back in the dark all the way to the car. We're looking at a good 3 miles in the woods.
Once again, WFOD, wheelbarrow full of dicks.
I'm not loving you way I wanted to. What I had to do, had to run from you. I'm in love with you, but the vibe is wrong, and that haunted me all the way home. So you never know, never, never know, never know enough till it's over, love. Till we lose control, system overload, screaming no, 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 no. I'm not loving you way I wanted to. See, I wanna move, but can't escape from you. So I keep it low, keep a secret code, so everybody else don't have to know. So keep your love locked down, your love locked down. Keeping your love locked down, your love locked down. I keep your love locked down, your love locked down. I keep your love locked down. You lose.
Guys, our guest tonight is an author, comic book character, and queen of the paranormal. Karolsha Ona is on the program. Guys, Karolsha,
hey.
How's it
going? Oh, yeah, I'm here.
See, now, every time you say your name, you kind of put like a little spice on it. And I'm trying to figure out how I can say it in my Ozark dialect.
Well, you have
not
to
sound
roll
like
the
a
R.
Karolsha. There we
Karolsha.
Go.
Yeah. You got to roll it. It's Polish and Russian.
Do you have plenty of toilet paper over there? Are you okay?
Actually, I'm fine, but if you need a roll, I can mail you one.
So
I'm all right. I'm not one of the hoarders at the grocery store. Trust me. I saw that. And in fact, I made a post the other day. I was out and like they're hoarding the hand sanitizer. And this woman had her kids watching a basket and everything. And she goes into the bathroom. Well, I had to go too. So I go in the bathroom and, you know, that woman doesn't even wash her hands when she leaves. I'm thinking, this is not good.
She had a basket full of hand sanitizer, but she didn't wash her hands after she went to the bathroom.
Yes, that's like bizarre. Like that is paranormal, right?
I'll tell you, there's something about my son noticed that he's 8 years old, mm-hmm. and he brought this up like a handful of weeks ago, where he's like, you know, I go to the bathroom, and when I see people don't wash their hands, I wonder why they don't do that. And he's like, mostly it's adults. Like, kids always wash their hand, and it's adults. They go pee and they just walk out.
Wow, isn't that something? You know, I'm gonna agree. Absolutely agree, because I do see moms with their kids and they're wash your hands. But does the mother wash her hands? I've seen where the kids are washing and the mother just walks them out of the bathroom. And I'm like, maybe it's a generational thing.
That could be. She's spitting on her hand to wipe the stuff off the side of their mouth, but she never washed after she went to the bathroom.
That's unfreaking believable, but it's true, right?
So how does all of this affect your business? Are you still full speed ahead, or are you losing money with all this going on?
Well, I'll have to tell you, you know, with the Queen of the Paranormal is a trademark. I trademarked it years ago, and it's one of the smartest things I've done since then. I have a comic book status. I'm the first one in comic book history to be a superhero doing what I do in real life between the pages of the comic book.
You were before Colonel Sanders? Colonel Sanders was in a comic book doing what he frying up chicken.
Yeah, but and you know who else was in 1934? Was Roy Rogers and Dale Evans. They were the first, but they were not superheroes. That's where I took that. So, and you know what? I was even congratulated by Stan Lee. So, it's all official. It's cool. But as far as affecting my business, it hasn't yet, because people, they get a hold of me so I can like do a healing for them or pray with them. So it's a little bit of a different type of business. We're doing a comic book Kickstarter right now. We only have 2 days left, and we're over the amount we've asked for to do a comic book with some friends of mine, Jimmy Starr, Ron Russell, and Eileen Shapiro. And Ron Russell and Jimmy Starr, they're the guys on the red carpet doing the Hollywood interviews at the awards. And Eileen Shapiro, she's like a Huffington Post, Get Out magazine, and all this. She's like the rock and roll interviewer. Anybody from Dionne Warwick to Adam Ant and Barbara Streisand and in between. So we all went on a ghost hunt, and this comic book is based on a real story where we went ghost hunting together, and Eileen covered it for the Huffington Post, and the thing went viral. So we decided we'd call it Celebrity Ghost Hunting. And we had a rock star with us, Ricky Rebel, and so what we're doing is we're selling pieces of the comic characters, like Ricky Russell's part, Ricky Rebel's part. We're selling him so someone else's face could be as the rock star. And we have like, you know, ghosts in the shadows and demons people's faces on it. Matt, so people can be in there.
Matt could be Ricky Rebel.
If you wanted to be. Yeah.
Nice. So what is the name of this book? What is the name of this Kickstarter?
The Kickstarter is Celebrity Ghost Hunters on Kickstarter. We only have 2 days left. And like I said, we've gone over the amount we've asked for. So it was quite popular. And while the coronavirus was, you know, picking up speed and multiplying, so wasn't the Kickstarter. And I don't know, it's because if many people just weren't observant of what was going on, or they just really wanted to be in the comic book. But it's not just really wanting to be in the comic book. I mean, your face is in the comic book, and with the, you know, celebrity status of the other guys out in Hollywood there, Jimmy Starr and Ron Russell, I mean, this is great publicity for like, you know, a dollar, literally a dollar. And it goes up to like $200. You pick your reward that you want and you pledge the money. But people get seen, and that comic book's going to be all over. So let's say the average price is $50. You couldn't get PR like that for $50. It's well worth it. So that was one of the angles that I pitched, and that a lot of people signed up.
So what do you do on the ghost hunters thing? You go around and you talk to them, or you go to spooky destinations and like yell, "Is anybody here?" What do you do?
Oh, that's all fake stuff on TV. Oh. But I like to consider myself real. I take a lot of this is crazy now. I do a lot of private events, whether they're political figures or like real infamous tough guys. Let's just say illegal tough guys. And I'll take them on ghost hunts. And it's not like the shows. This is actually real that we're doing. And it's incredible, you know, what they feel and they experience. I let them feel the energy from the past, working with different instruments and, you know, equipment and techniques. And I've never had one person complain or want their money back in all the years that, you know, I've been doing it. I like to bring awareness to the fact and also bring closure and comfort to people when it comes to dealing with the, you know, people that have passed away.
Oh, like people they know and stuff.
Is that boring though to you? Like you're going out there and you're like doing ghost hunts and stuff, and then somebody wants to talk to their dead dad and be like, did you really love me, dad? Is that boring? Like so many people ask you that they need closure with their dead parent.
Is it boring, Travis?
Well, yeah, I mean, right? Boring. Like, because so many people probably are like, oh, I didn't get to have closure with my dad, you know? Like,
yeah.
I mean, does that just like, ugh.
Well, you know, for them, it's not. For me, I try to help them out as best I can. And what I try to do is teach them to be able to give them knowledge so they can go and share it with relatives. So if they do want to talk to the dead, well, maybe they'll get an answer. You know, I use dowsing rods and I use candles and a whole bunch of different things where 200 years before electricity, they were using these techniques to find the same ghost that they're looking for now with all this, you know, equipment and stuff. So there is something to it.
What kind of candles generally do you use? Do you have like a brand that works?
No,
better?
No, just, you know, I would just say just a straight candle. Make sure you're sitting in the middle of the room and you don't have a door open, a window open. You got to use common sense.
You got to use some of those chuck wagon candles, the popcorn bitch chuck wagon candles.
Oh, those are the best ones.
That's true.
Is there a scent that's good that gets the ghosts all riled up?
No, it's funny. You mentioned that about like aroma. Like a lot of people use scents for aromatherapy.
Right.
I like to use white sage if I can. I think that's a great scent. They use it for smudging and I think that's all cool, but what about families with kids that have asthma and you're going to be burning leaves in your house? That's not a cool thing. That's crazy.
That was sage like a earthy scent?
Yeah, it's like an earthy scent. So I have this sage spray, which is real sage, not like an essence oil or something. And I use that because I deal with a lot of people who may think that there's a ghost in the house or a demon and come to find out it's a medical condition. Or they have asthma or they have a problem where so it's a lot easier to use these sprays than it is to use you know, fire and shrubbery burning in your house.
What do you feel like the percentage is there, like when somebody contacts you and says, hey, I think we have a presence in the house, it seems, you know, it seems negative, what is the percentage that it's actually there or it's in, maybe they have something mentally going on, or maybe they have something, well, like you said, physically going on.
It's a very high percentage that nothing is going on at all, except for in their minds, which can be very real to them.
Of course.
So you have to think about that. But for the most part, you know, some people are looking for 15 minutes of fame. Some people want a TV show. Some people want something. But if someone calls me and they ask me, hey, I think my house is possessed, there's a devil in here, whatever, and all this stuff's happening, I tell them, call the 5 o'clock news or the 6 o'clock news. By the time they get there, the books should still be flying off the shelf and people puking all over the place. I said, call them. What are you calling me for? You need witnesses, you know, that would document this. And if it is happening, it's going to continue to happen when the news media gets there. And wow, then you'd be real famous. But you know, try to put it in a palatable manner, you know, to talk to them. But some people really think that they have a demon or a possession. And that is so rare that chances are it is not. It could be a simple thing that they're sleeping under electric paneling in the basement, which is causing them to have really weird dreams and all of this stuff. So there's a lot of science that can be called into play, and also medical science too, you know, if there might be a medical condition. This is why we call our information before we even go out on an investigation. So to make sure that, we don't have a problem with someone's mental faculties.
So mostly, like you say, like a lot of the times it can be contributed to something else or something in their mind, because like,
right,
there's been plenty of times where maybe, and maybe not me, you know, it's a friend of a friend maybe told me this, is like when they're masturbating, they're feeling like somebody's watching them, and like they're worried that it's like a dead relative or something watching them debase themselves. You feel like a lot of times there's a lot of ghosts that like to hang out, or a lot of spirits that like to hang out and maybe watch people pleasure themselves.
Well, sure. I mean, there are a lot of wackos, and there's also a lot of wacko ghosts too, if you think about it. When people pass away, they usually pass away with the same personality that they had when they were alive. So if it was a sexual deviant, of course he's going to watch.
So you're telling me, because
I think that's cool.
Some of my favorite, well, one of my favorite subgenres of like the supernatural is like the blowjob ghost from Ghostbusters, where Dan Aykroyd gets blown by the spirit. I've always wanted to be in a place where that could potentially happen to me. Have you ever?
That's not cheating, right?
I've
supernatural.
Never had anything like that happen, but I have had people come to me with similar things. And, you know, that's the incubus succubus type thing. And I often tell them, you know, I want to find out what's going on in their lives first. They may be lonely. A partner might have passed away, you know, a lover left them. And I mean, you start thinking, I mean, you want them to have a human connection or human embrace. There's nothing wrong with that. And you miss it so much that you dream about it like it's real. We've all had sensations like they've been real. And I think more than not, that's what it's about. So when I do talk to people, I feel like I'm a counselor. I try to bring them back to reality, like what's happening in your life that may spark this thing that's happening.
So it's more likely that they're mentally manifesting that as opposed to attracting that with their energy.
Right. I see it that way. And all the people that I've talked to, you know, I haven't found one yet that hasn't said, oh, you know what, this dude dumped me and he's off over here and I'm going to be celibate the rest of my life. And I've been celibate for a year. Now all of a sudden, you know, they're having sex with a ghost. I'm like, no, you're just lonely. You need to find somebody and fix that problem. You know,
I thought of one.
It totally puts a damper on what I'm feeling. Like I was just hoping that I would eventually, find that ghost.
In the early 90s, McDonald's had a promotional comic book series with Brett Hall in it. And I think that Brett Hall traveled into the future to play future hockey. And I think he might have been a superhero. Maybe he's just wearing futuristic hockey future stuff. I don't think he was just playing hockey
because if he just played hockey, he probably was.
Yeah, but he played hockey with a lot of like cool stuff on, you know.
But he's probably just taking his current crime though. I think he just played hockey.
I was told about the status, it was told to me by a gentleman named Brian Morris. He's a comic historian, 50 years now, and he was one who contacted me regarding when I first appeared in the Ghosts and the Ghosts of Haunted Tales of Bachelor's Grove. It's in Illinois, and it's a real place. And when I did the comic book, I wanted it to be me, 100% what I do, like, as what I do in real life, whether it's the healings. I mean, I used to be a cop, and I'm known around the neighborhood. We've had fires. I kick the door in. I go and get the people, get the dogs. I mean,
what's the school shooter thing?
I did. I kicked. I got the police reports for that, but I wasn't approached. I went over to the person. I thought they needed help, and I try to help people. And next thing I know, he points a gun at me, and I just instinctively kicked at it. And he got up and he fired twice at me, but both times the gun didn't go off. And I got up and ran, but subsequently was knocked out and then, sexually assaulted. But I don't know if the guy,
oh, geez.
Yeah, it was bad. And then, you know, you think about these things afterwards and you're like, geez, this is a high drug rate around where I live. I'm one house from a high school. And I don't know in his condition, would he have been able to go over and shoot the school up? But it was still one house from a school. You don't know what provoked somebody to do these horrible. So
did he got caught, tragedies. I guess?
No, he did not get caught.
Oh, no.
He did not get caught. Yes. And I do have nightmares from it. In fact, this is strange. Today, I walked out by where the incident happened, and I just got very anxious and came back in the house. And I told my husband, I said, you know what? I just feel real rough today. You know, sometimes like you try to like relive it in a second, it just grabs you. But they haven't caught the person. But
was this recently?
This was 2 years ago.
Oh, okay.
April 6th, 2 years ago.
Jeez.
And but. In the neighborhood, the word the neighborhood was a month later, or was it a week later? Who knows? On the next street, a kid was shot dead right on the road here. And the neighbors were saying they really thought it was him, had the same markings and stuff. But I don't know. The police never notified me, so I have no idea.
Yeah, I'm sorry I brought that up.
Oh, I rendered you guys speechless. Wow. You're trying to do that to me. Look what I just did.
There we go.
But yeah, I take that as a learning lesson to people when, you know, they want to talk about things. But yeah, as far as going back to the comic book, those are things, you know, that I do. And the gentleman got a hold of me and said that it's not only undisputable, but it's indisputable because you can't dispute it because like it's just nobody else but me. So that's been, you know, making its rounds and whatever. And you use it for publicity. Hey, I need the money.
So listen, I got a question. Like anytime sure. that I'm talking to somebody who's actually into this and commuting with spirits and things in real life, I got to know, sure. are there any motion pictures that you feel like really capture the way that things work in the paranormal world?
Like in real life?
Yeah, like that. Like any motion, any of these scary movies. Like I really like the what is it? The Hell House LLC. I don't know if you've ever seen those movies. There's like three of them where they like set up a haunted house into the like this old motel that was supposedly haunted and things. And
right. No, you know, movies are movies. They're for entertainment purposes and to make money for the house. And they're going to exaggerate and they're going to like. Way over do it. So I don't think there's anything out there that'll actually beat the real thing. Those are my thoughts. I mean, all the shows you see on the paranormal and these TV shows, it's, you know, it's called entertainment for a reason. You know, that's it. It's just not real.
Well, but yeah. Most of those reality shows that you watch, I mean, I felt it. You know, yeah, like right, it just, okay. It feels like they're so full of shit most of the time.
Well, yeah, exactly. They're there to sell a product and make money for the family. So shit, sure. They embellish and, you know, you see the string attached to this or that. It's just stupid. But if you actually really go on one or come, you know, I'd love to catch up with you guys. Now, who's out in the Illinois? Is anybody out in the Illinois? You're in Wisconsin. One's in Wisconsin.
Yep.
And Ohio.
I'm in Wisconsin and Mike is in Missouri. And Matt, okay, where are you at?
I'm in New Hampshire.
So we're all. I'm in New Hampshire. Where are you in New Hampshire?
In the Sunapee area.
Really? I have friends in Sunapee. I'm down by Merrimack.
You guys need to get together. We need to do live stream shit.
Oh, we got to do this because I'd love to meet up with you and actually take you somewhere like on a real experience or just sit and talk with you and, you know, hold your hands and show you what it does feel like
the social to
intercept
right now,
the energy from the spirit world. You will be amazed. You will be amazed.
I'd be up for that.
Yeah, Matt loves Matt is into adventures, and I would love to hear of Matt's adventures
Yeah, we could even film a bit of it.
Oh,
if
my God,
to,
Matt, go on
do.
A ghost hunt.
Yeah, we could do whatever you want to do. Just make sure I want to wash my hair first, okay? Give me plenty of notice. I'll be good to go.
Guys, look up Celebrity Ghost Hunters on Kickstarter. There's only a couple of days left. And is it queenoftheparanormal.com?
Yes, and go to queenoftheparanormal.com. From there, they can get into all the different things that I do, television shows and just everything. I'm the face of airport streaming television, where I do public service announcements. I've got some paranormal shows out there, and I have positive quotes coming from my comic character up on all airport streaming service televisions throughout the world.
So if you're on a plane,
that,
guys.
So, yeah.
Look
wait,
it up.
Hold on. Merrimack, how far are you from like Manchester or Concord?
Well, Manchester's like it's just right down the street, so that's a no-brainer. Concord about 20 minutes maybe. I'm thinking
right.
20, 25,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we definitely can set this up. I think that we should do a video element here. We can meet up. You can do what you're talking about with this whole feeling thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm all on board. I'll get your information from Mike.
Oh yeah, get that and don't forget you can hit me up there on the Skype, you know, and we'll get together. We'll film something, and I'm not going to say you're going to be a believer or not, but I'll definitely going to put some thoughts in your head. That's for sure.
This is exciting. Right. I'm excited about this.
I'm pretty excited.
I am too. It was like we're all hunkered down here for the virus, but now we're planning things for the future. This is great. I'm excited.
Kondrosa, thanks for hanging out with us for a bit. It was fun. We should do it again sometime.
Yes, let's do that. And hey, don't forget to get a hold of me. All right.
Right.
I won't.
And
no.
Wash your hands. Wash your hands.
Yes, please do that. Yeah. And I bring hand sanitizer no matter where I go because I don't want to catch the con crud, you know?
I'm going to tell you something right now.
Terrible.
I think that we're definitely going to feel things. My wife is a funeral director.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
This is so much
this
fun.
This is serendipity right here. We're making connections, Travis. We're doing the thing.
Woo.
That's what we do. WFOD show. That's what we do here.
Thanks, Kondrosa.
All right, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Matt.
What a pleasure that was.
Matt, that was a lot of fun. Look, before you guys start on me.
Fucking jackass.
Before you guys start on me, look at the chat. She has a fucking banner when she goes to, like, events that says, Queen of the Paranormal, real-life superhero, Kondrosa kicked a gun out of a would-be school shooter's hand. It's the third thing on her goddamn bio, Travis. It doesn't say anything about what happened after that. I thought it was going to be a positive story about her saving lives.
It is.
I mean, it is.
Fuck you guys. Fuck you guys. Because I know where this is going. Way to go, Mike. You brought up the sexual assault. Yeah, great.
You didn't say anything about that.
Oh, yes, you did.
Didn't say anything at all.
We're just having a conversation.
I promise you, Mike, that I will meet up with her and we will videotape this.
This is exciting because if I was in that area, I would take her up. I mean,
people,
I would totally take her up on this.
She was
offer.
A delight.
People,
she was just
people
delight.
Can't
she,
see the way I'm being victimized,
Mike,
privately.
Before we came back on air, you know, she was talking about helping the community and working with the community. She was talking about how she just made tonight corned beef and cabbage and stuff for her neighborhood. There's a bunch of like elderly people in her neighborhood that she like dropped
off.
Of
course, Travis. She's a lovely lady.
Packages. I love this woman.
I really do wish that you could record the break conversations that we have with the guests.
You guys
because
could.
It's like
why can't you
we ramp up into these like really great conversations? And then it's like Oscars music because you come back from break and the music just interrupts our conversation.
Playing us off stage.
Yeah.
I give you guys a little bit of lead to know when to shut the fuck up.
Like,
what I'm
here's
doing.
The music.
Like, we're really in the, we're talking about corned beef and cabbage, and she's talking about what she's doing in the community, and it's flowing, it's fun. Ah, and then all of a sudden,
guys, queenoftheparanormal.com, check her out. She's a nice lady. We've had that
you know,
one
she
on
sounded
the books
like
for
a cop.
While.
You should saying that she was like a former cop. Like we're talking to her and she said that I'm like, yeah, she sounds like she's a former
I'm gonna
cop.
Tell you something. I love when somebody
Matt, go on a ghost hunt.
To have those types of conversations. Like any just really open, forward, anything you want to talk about, we'll talk about it with you. Not trying to steer it back to whatever her
right, and
content
flow,
is.
Flow with, like, with it and everything.
That's why I like her. That's why I like Willie a lot, is just because they'll come on and just talk about whatever it is that, you know, is going on. I like both those people a lot. Good cat.
Matt, let me ask you a question. Do you have what you would say is a pick of the week? Something you want the people to know about, Matt?
So I kind of wish that Brian was still on. I wish that Brian was.
Where'd Brian
what?
Go?
He had to go make dinner, man.
He had to go make dinner.
Okay. You asked, you'd keep asking him questions, and then you were like, "Ah, let me talk about this other thing."
So I'm kind of curious.
Wait
like,
a
what his
second.
Take is. And what everybody's take is really on the long-term effects of what we're going to see from all of this. Like right now we're all in quarantine and we can't leave our houses and it's just getting worse and worse, but we're starting to see like these different elements of entertainment, right? Like the WWE is performing to empty arenas. You know, UFC did that event where it was an empty arena and they did the fights there.
Well,
you know,
Universal
movies,
is Universal. Yeah, they're offering right. those movies at, like on demand, like that they're still in theaters, and,
so
and
they're going to release. Yeah. They're releasing, you know, first run theater movies that were going to make millions of dollars at home. And I know that I get it, and this is going to seem probably a little silly, but the United States Rugby League, like you can't go see rugby matches. And they're starting Twitch streams this Friday where they're playing – the actual team members are playing video game rugby. And yeah. That's how you can tune in and like the money's going to Corona support. I'm just curious where – is this actually going to – you know, where work – a lot of employers are having people just work from home now. Is this going to turn into a more isolated
– Is this going to create like a Patriot Act – like 9/11 did? Is this going to change the face of our culture
right
long term? And
guys, Dropkick Murphys perform tonight. They perform every St. Paddy's Day at the House of Blues in Boston. It's
as
like
they should.
The big staple. Everybody gets sold out for days. Like they do three or four shows. They're all sold out. It's a crazy, amazing, fun time if you like to be involved, to go out and see it. And they did it. They performed tonight via streaming on Facebook. Empty. You know, there's nobody there.
Why don't more people do that? That app. What's it called? It's called like a Stage It, I think.
Yeah.
Why don't people use that?
It's the energy, man. Like even like you're talking about when they were initially before they canceled the NCAA tournament, they were talking about having these teams play in empty arenas. And it's not, I mean, even to watch it on television is there's no noise, right? Like, so it's a completely different thing,
right,
to play to an empty room and stream it than it is to like actually be playing for a crowd of people.
Right. And if you see something like that before coronavirus, you're like, oh, this is cheesy. What is this? This is bullshit. During this, because we're all in a frame of mind of, well, we can't leave the house. We're not going out. You're kind of at home supporting it, right? Like,
right.
Oh, I'm going to be a part of the community even though I can't leave my house. So we're welcoming it now. We're changing our mindset from, well, this is stupid, to, well, this is the way it should
well,
be.
Well, in this culture of disconnect where nobody's watching the same thing at the same time, like it used to be, you know, when we were kids, people watch the same shit. Like you're watching the same things at any given time. And that's why, why I was such a big fan and am such a big fan of what Shudder does with the Joe Bob's Last Drive-In is because they play it. Now it's played live. It's not taped live, but it's played live. In Twitter, is immediately all connected with people watching the same thing at the same time. So there's a feeling of connection, right? So you're stripping even more of the connection away with these things that are supposed to have live audiences. And now you're, like you said, putting it back together where we can be like, oh, you know, we can be together virtually. But is that a bad thing? I mean, do we end up where we are living out these futuristic movies like Bruce Willis's The Surrogates, where you're not
By the way,
I enjoy that movie very much, where you're not actually there, but you are experiencing the same things together. I don't know if that's a great thing, because there's really no substitute for like human interaction, like, you know, face to face human interaction.
There's no substitute for it, but we keep I think that as we move forward and as, you know, technology progresses, we're definitely replacing human interaction with this. And a lot, I think this is like that tipping point, like you said, the 9/11 you know, Patriot Act type of thing, where, well, we just kind of accepted it, that it's happened. You know, a month ago, we would have all kind of looked at this stuff and said, well, that's stupid. Why would you do that? That's dumb.
Right.
And right now, we have all, everybody, the entire world has opened their mind to, well, I can't leave my house. I want to be a part, you know, I want to be supportive. We want to have that positive message pushed across. So I'm accepting it.
We welcome this into our lives because this is what we have.
I'm okay with Stone Cold Steve Austin shouting into an empty room, can I get a hell yeah? And I'm going to be sitting on my couch going, hell yeah.
Because somebody has to say it.
So, Matt, is that your pick of the week? Is staying home?
Just that conversation. It's not necessarily picking anything, but yeah, that's all I want. That's what I talk.
Travis, Matt made an attempt to play sports, and now he's wearing a cast.
That's true. That's true.
What were you playing? Soccer?
Rugby. No, rugby.
Playing rugby? You can't, Matt. Listen, you can't go from a guy who is not active to a guy who runs every day to a guy who all of a sudden can play rugby. You can't. That's not a progression that you can do. What are you thinking?
So I did all of those things.
I know the running thing is fine, and I think you've injured yourself just doing that. What?
I've hurt myself while running, but you know, I thought that I was getting into a pretty athletic position. Like, you know, I wasn't just running for 5 or 6 minutes.
Like, I know you're running miles.
Last year I actually ran a half marathon. It was on a treadmill, but I ran a half marathon, you know, the whatever 13 point whatever miles. I was getting to a point where I was in pretty good shape going to the gym. And we found this group, Joe and I, we found a group, a club, a rugby club in Manchester, New Hampshire. And all it was a practice. That was it. It was the first practice. We went out to the practice. We started running drills. I was really having a great time getting into it, you know. And the third drill, we're literally probably like 25 minutes into the practice, and I thought that I pulled or just like my muscle seized up, but it turns out that I tore my calf muscle. And it has been an extremely painful. This Monday will be going on 3 weeks.
Running is not rugby.
No, but what I was doing really wasn't rugby. It was these minor drills of just running with the ball.
How old of a man are you again?
I'm going to be 34 soon.
I think I got to.
Everybody in the club is
retirement.
About the same age.
Travis, to make running is not rugby t-shirts.
They've been that's a t-shirt. That's I think most of those guys probably though have been doing it since they were 20. I bet.
Oh, all of them.
Yeah.
Travis,
I get it. I get it. I just, you know,
it's
you
like I got a guy at work who still plays like pickup basketball at the YMCA, and he's like in his mid 40s and is in pretty decent shape. And I'm thinking I'm almost 40, and if I went out and even if I got into a little bit better shape, like started doing the jogging and stuff too, I know even I can't do that. This guy's been doing this since he was like fucking 15 years old and never stopped.
Listen, I missed out on
the couch for 20 years and didn't do a goddamn thing.
I missed out on all that stuff, guys. Like, you know, when I was you know, 16, 17, 18, I wasn't in any team sports. Like, I played an instrument. I was in a band.
You were slapping the bass.
Yeah, I did stuff like that.
Slapping the bass.
I was never really physical. I became really kind of just overweight and sloppy in my early 20s and have been that way for 10 years. You know, like, it just, that's how it was. I'm in shape. I'm getting in better shape. I'm doing all these things. I'm trying to exercise a lot, going to the gym, doing all of the things. And
so now you feel like your brain feels like, shit, yeah, I could do that. And then, but you can't. Yeah.
No, it was not a good move. My calf is all bruised up. That muscle is definitely torn. They put me in a boot. I'm in a boot for, you know, until the thing is healed. So
the moral of the story is just stay on the treadmill.
Probably just eat. Just don't even get on
just
the treadmill.
Just give up.
Just fucking go back to where you were before.
Travis, I have a pick of the week this week.
Oh, yeah. What's your pick of the week, Mike?
I listened to a podcast, and I know what you're thinking. Oh, great. Another podcast. This podcast, guys, listen to this podcast because it brought me joy. In fact, I listened to it, and then I listened to it a second time to play it for my wife today because I enjoyed it so much.
That's pretty impressive because not a lot brings you joy.
Travis, have you ever heard of a podcast called Reply All?
No.
I have never heard of it until today. Somebody recommended it to me. They recently did an episode called The Case of the Missing Hit. And it's a little under an hour long. It's a good listen, guys. So check out Travis, to give you a tease of what the story about this. So this friend of one of the hosts of the podcast had a song stuck in his head, and he had like a great recollection of, like, you know, the melody and what it sounded like and a lot of the lyrics, but like he Googled it and could not find it. And so like the host got like a group of guys together to recreate the song to try to then like get, you know, like a Soundhound or Shazam or something. They were just, it's like an hour long journey to try to find this song that this guy got stuck in his head. It's great. You got to listen to it. So it's called Reply All, and the episode is called The Case of the Missing Hit. I might listen to other episodes of them now because I enjoyed that one so much. So Travis, pick of the week.
Travis's pick of the week is pretty generic. Westworld season 3 just started Sunday after a lackluster season 2 that made no sense whatsoever. Season 3 episode 1 kicked off with an amazing start. A bunch of different storylines going on at the same time kind of met up. Great start to season 3. I'm very much looking forward to the rest of the season. Like I said, after a season 2 where I almost abandoned the show. Westworld season 3 on HBO.
Travis, Drunk was a no-call no-show tonight.
No-call no-show.
I guess his pick of the week is probably like going out for St. Patrick's Day, even though
infecting
we're not
a bunch of people.
To. Right. Yeah. That's his pick of the week, I'm sure.
He probably, his only pick of the week this week would be NFL free agency, since there's no other sports going on.
Guys, we'll do it again next week. Hey, we're here for you. Right? We're here for you.
Yeah, thanks for listening, guys. Stay safe out there and wash your hands.
Wash your hands, right, Matt? Wash your hands?
Yes. Wash them.
That's my mama. It's my mama, guys. Subscription better than a ticket to a holy field ringside, better than the daughter of a sultan in four by, better than the cherry on a whipped cream sundae, better than a wing that'll never have a Monday. Share your love with me tonight. Yeah. I wanna feel that love.
lots of good stuff happening. It's going to be juicy. You'll see. All right. Bye for now. Take good care of yourself. Bye.
You said, was this recently? And she said, 2 years ago. And you said, oh, all right.
like it makes it better.
It haunts the best. It haunts her dreams.
Oh, it wasn't yesterday.
It haunts her dreams, Matt.
That was the best part of the whole thing.
Let's keep talking about it.
It was kind of awkward, and Mike was like, "Was this recently?" She's like, "No, 2 years ago." Mike's like, "Oh, no big deal then."
It's on the banner, Matt. It's on her banner.
I don't mean to make fun, because I think in the situation it was just so awkward.
So fun.
But hearing you go, "Oh, all right." Like, it was... If you listen to that, it just sounds so dismissive. Like,
it's going to haunt my dreams.
Oh, Bruce Wayne, your parents got murdered in front of you. How long ago was that? Oh, it was when I was like 8. Oh, okay then.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you've gotten over that. Time heals all wounds. Way to go, dipshit. Am I right, guys?
Way to go, dipshit.
Oh God, that's fun.
It's not fun, Travis. It's. Now that man has traumatized 2 people. No more guests. Guests are canceled.
Previously on Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks.